Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've had the privilege of talking to our next guest a number of times during Super Bowl week. He always makes Radio Row appearances, and anytime you get to talk to the greatest offensive tackle in NFL history, you jump on it. And of course, I'm talking about Anthony Munoz, longtime Hall of Fame career with the Cincinnati Bengals, taking a little time with us this morning. Hey, Anthony, good afternoon. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's nice to be on the Cook and Pony Show. Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. First of all, Anthony, I know you live in Cincinnati. We got to ask you, what the heck's going on with the Bengals, man? All of a sudden, Marvin Lewis gets a 2-year extension. We thought he was out.
You know what? I stopped trying to figure out this organization a long time ago. I just kind of, as an offensive lineman, you go with the audibles, and then you go ahead and you go with the next play. So, it sounded like it was all over, and then all of a sudden, he signs a 2-year deal. So, I know Mike Brown loves him. So I'm curious to see how the coaching staff rounds out. I know a lot of guys are leaving. For me, Abel is always one that I believe that a head coach is only as good as an assistant. So the assistant coaches are a big, big part of you take what guys they label gurus or geniuses, and you look at their assistant coaches because those are the guys that develop the players and get the guys ready to play. So I'm curious to see who he brings in as assistant coaches.
What's the reaction been in Cincinnati among the fans, Anthony? I can't believe they're too thrilled over this, missing the playoffs the last couple of years.
Very surprised. I'm on the road right now. I've been on the road. I was getting on a plane yesterday. Had several leaving Cincinnati to go to San Antonio. Several people walked by, stopped, said, "Do I renew my season tickets?" And I'm like, "That's your decision. That's your money." But a lot of surprise. I mean, a lot of people are surprised. A lot of people were set on a new coach, a new coaching staff coming in, and just like I am, totally surprised. But like I said, the Bengals management, they really liked Marvin Lewis, and locally there was a lot of players the last couple weeks that were really rallying and lobbying for him to stay, and it happened. So, yeah, I guess surprise is the word that I would use.
Anthony, you were a guy that was lucky enough to play your whole career in one place with the Bengals. We've had an interesting situation here with the Steelers a couple weeks ago. James Harrison, the all-time sacks leader, a Super Bowl hero here, released, and he signs with the Patriots, of all people. Not going over well in this town. I'm sure you saw that. I mean, it's unfortunate when a kind of an iconic player goes to another town. I don't think you probably could have ever imagined playing for any other team, could you?
Well, I was fortunate. It didn't happen. You look at guys, you talk, I mean, I just saw a list of guys. Joe Namath leaves and goes to the Rams after the Jets. O.J. Simpson leaves the Bills, goes to the 49ers. Brett Favre, goes to another team in the same division. So guys, feel that they still can play, and when they get opportunities, it is a shame that it happens, especially when you have such a great career as James Harrison did in Pittsburgh. And then now he's, playing with the team that I would imagine is going to be the AFC championship matchup. But that's just the nature of the beast, and that's what happens, especially in football. It's one of those things, it's not as much when I was playing because we didn't have free agency. So it was either you play for one team or you got cut and had to hook up with another team. So, I've been reading about it and seeing the reaction from fans, and it's not been crazy.
Well, you might realize what the reaction would be when he tweeted out a picture with Tom Brady in Pittsburgh, of all towns. It
exactly.
Did not go over well, Anthony.
Right. Well, that's a, you know, that's the difference between you know, linebackers, quarterbacks, and offensive line. That's why I'm thrilled to be part of this Built for Tough Offensive Line of the Week, which recognizes the NFL's toughest line, which your Steelers have won twice in Week 6 and Week 16.
I see that.
They were, yeah, they were our Built for Tough Offensive Line of the Week. You know, we recognize the NFL's toughest offensive lines who are in the trenches every game, and you got some guys that, you know, bring it every week. And, you know, so that's why I'm thrilled that, to be on your show. I know there's other things going on, but I did want to talk about your guys up front. I've enjoyed watching over the season Alejandro Villanueva, not just because he's a left tackle, but because he's played extremely well and has a great story.
He's also a war hero, man. You know,
yep,
that,
exactly.
I'm talking to Anthony Munoz, the greatest offensive tackle in NFL history. I was going to ask you about the offensive line and this promotion. Here, Marquise Pouncey, regarded as kind of the leader of the line, the center-quarterback relationship. I assume you like what he does on the field as well.
I do. I mean, there is, like I said, I like this offensive line. Of course, having Gilbert back helps, but, you know, one of the best guards in the league, if not the best guard, right guard David DeCastro. You mentioned Pouncey, and, of course, you know, Foster and Villanueva. I mean, these are guys that know what it means to play in big games. They're veteran guys. You know, they're from big colleges, guys, you know, colleges that know what big games are all about. And, of course, you mentioned not only to me would be a hero on the football field, but a war veteran, and that's Villanueva. So, you know, an Army guy. You know, the military has a special place in my heart, actually down in San Antonio right now for the U.S. Army High School All-American game. So I love being around the military. But these are guys that, you know, are offensive line, that, you know, Ben should, I'm sure, takes care of them. Is very thankful for those guys up front. And like I said, they were our winners week 6 and 16. And that'd be interesting. You know, they got a little time off here to kind of rest. But, yeah, they're pretty good.
Well, I know the quarterback better appreciate you guys. And I've talked to Ben about it. He goes, I love Antonio Brown, he said. But you know what? I don't really need Antonio Brown to be successful. I love Le'Veon Bell, but I don't need him to be successful. I need those five guys in front of me. And that has to be music to an offensive lineman's ears, isn't it?
It really is, because it would be tough to complete a pass on Antonio Brown if you're on your back. but you love to hear quarterbacks say that. Of course, you know, those two guys he mentioned are probably two of the best, and it's nice to have them on your offense. But, you know, things start up front, as we know, and they got five guys up there that do a tremendous job. And it doesn't surprise me that Ben would say that. But it is always nice to hear that from a quarterback.
One last thing real quickly, Anthony. Alan Faneca up for the Hall of Fame here. There's five linemen up. It's a tough group. But you're in the Hall of Fame already. I know I'm assuming you would think Faneca is worthy, as some of these other guys are.
Well, you know, I look at the whole list. It would be tough. But the two guys I think, two offensive linemen I think should be in are not only Faneca but Tony Boselli, one of the best I've ever watched play in Boselli. And Faneca definitely has the credentials. So those two guys, I would be totally happy and I believe should be in this year.
All right, Anthony, we appreciate your time. The Built Ford Tough Offensive Line of the Year Award coming up. Hey, see, do what you can to lobby for those Steelers, will you?
Okay. All righty. Guys, thanks for having me on.
All right. Anthony Munoz, generally regarded as the greatest offensive tackle of all time. Always fun to talk to. He makes the rounds early during Super Bowl week at Radio Row, and when I've been down there, he's always been gracious enough to stop by. Can't figure out what's going on in Cincinnati. I don't know that any of us can figure out what's going on in Cincinnati, given that extension to Marvin Lewis. 2-year extension to a guy who's been there, what, 15 years and never won a playoff game. Can you imagine if Bill Cowher or Mike Tomlin would go 15 years without winning a playoff game? Everybody talks about the Rooney's support of their coaches. I don't know that they would be that supportive of their coaches, that's for sure.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.